Hello, I'm Scott Millis, senior pastor here at Living Word Family Church, and I'd like to welcome you to our podcast. We want to thank you for joining us today, and we hope that today's message encourages you and equips you in your walk with Christ. Here's today's message.
Hey, folks, welcome to another Wednesday night. I think spring has sprung. It was 80 degrees yesterday. It's going to be that way again today, and or has been. And we just so thankful, though, that the Lord is always with us. I just want to finish, continue on with a lesson I began some time ago. This is actually finishing your course number 5, which sounds funny, but there's a lot to run your race, you know. Over in 2 Timothy chapter 4, Paul writes, "For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure is at hand." How many of you know we're all going to leave this this planet? If Jesus doesn't return while we're still here, we're all going to leave, and we all need to know where we're going. And I pray and trust that you know where you're going. Heaven is the real place, but Jesus paid the price by the blood he shed on the cross for us. Amen? Amen. But he goes on to say, "I've fought the good fight." You know, there's a fight to get through some things, isn't there? Because we have, when you're living in this fallen world, there are things we have to come and, deal with on a regular basis. But Paul said, "I fought the good fight. I finished the race or the course, and I've kept the faith." So that's kind of our theme, is how are you going to finish? It's important. How are you going to finish? Not always how you start, it's how you finish. I go to the track meets with my couple of my grandchildren, my girls, and they run track. But, you know, sometimes these kids don't start out so fast, but at the end, they're right there. They're finishing their race. Are you going to finish your race? Well, you got to do certain things. And, Jesus ran his course. He came to die for us. He knew his mission and commission. And he's commissioned us to live a life like him now. So we have to do those things. But there are enemies that knock us off course. I'm going to review a little bit. Number one is Satan. Satan has come to kill, steal, and destroy, it says in John 10:10. But Jesus said, "I've come to give you life and life more abundantly." Not only more abundant life, but I come to give you life. Before we knew Jesus, we were dead in our sins. But thank God he's delivered us. Now, 1 Peter 5:5-9 says, "Be sober, be vigilant, before your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour." So he's looking for those that he can devour, but that doesn't mean it has to be us. His major offensive is right here between our ears. He always comes in our thought life. He tempted Jesus. We talked last week about the temptation of Jesus up in the wilderness, where he was tempted 40 days, and the enemy came against him every time. Well, where did he come against him? He came against him in his thought life. He spoke to him in his thoughts, and he said, and then Jesus said, what did Jesus do? His armament, his combat, the way to combat the enemy is, it is written. We have to know the word of God. So we have to know, control our thoughts. We have to know that, hey, we have a new mind. That's why Paul says, be not transformed to this world, but be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the continual renewing of your mind. That's what we have to do. We have to continually renew our mind, because we forget things. We forget what God has done. We don't want to forget that. Amen? When you're going through a tough time, look to him. Look to his word. And so we have to do those things. But we're to take control of our thoughts. It's very, very important. And take control of our thoughts. And over in 2 Corinthians 10:5, it says we're to pull down strongholds in our thoughts. Well, how do we do that? We combat the devil by taking control of what we say, what we think. And, this is how we overcome. They overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony over in Revelation 12:11. But we can overcome too. Our testimony is, if God be for us, who can be against us? So we have to know that. Proverbs 23:7 says, as a person thinks, so are they. As a man thinketh, so is he. Well, what control? How do you think about yourself? Have you ever stopped and thought about, hey, I was an old sinner, but now I'm born again. I'm saved by grace, and the righteousness of God lives in me. Amen? Amen. That's so important. 2 Corinthians 5:17. I told somebody last Saturday, we were talking about testimonies. I love 2 Corinthians 5:17. If anyone be in Christ, he's a new creation or creature. And what I like about it is old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. May not look any different in the mirror, but you know that you've been born again. Your spirit is brand new. Amen? We have to remember those things. So, and we also can go about, and like Jesus said, you can go over and look in Luke 4 and Matthew 4 and read about what Jesus did. It is written. Go back to do that. But it's important that we do that. And we have to take authority over our minds and our thought life. In Luke 10:19, it says, "Behold, I, Jesus, give you authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt." We have authority over the devil. Amen? Amen. So we have to know those things, but we're to give no place to the enemy. Excuse me. Give no place to the enemy. Take control of yourself. Begin to have a vision for who you really are. Amen? Know who you are. Over in Proverbs chapter 4, we read this before, but I'm going to read it again because it's so vital to our walk with the Lord, our walk to finish this course and finish this race. But in verse 20 of Proverbs 4, "My son," or "my daughter, give attention to" what? His words. Words have great meaning. You know the old saying, we used to say this, "Sticks and stones will break my bones, but words will never hurt me." There's no greater lie than that. Words will stick with you. Your wounds, natural wounds or your physical wounds, will heal up. But a lot of times those wounds in your mind, when somebody's put you down or said bad things to you, will control your life, sometimes all your life. That's why we got to give attention to God's word. Let God be true and every man a liar. Let his truth tell you who you are. "Incline your ears to my sayings." In other words, start listening to what God says. Read the Bible for yourself, speak it out loud, and let yourself hear what he says. Faith comes by what? Hearing, and hearing by the word of God. "Do not let them depart from" what? Your eyes. In other words, make sure you get in the word of God. Make sure you're seeing what the word says, because there's so many, the media out there and so many voices out there. If you're not listening and seeing what you're seeing is connected to the word of God, you're probably going to be led astray pretty easy. And it says, "Keep them in the midst of" where? In your heart. "For out of for they are life to those who find them, and health to all their flesh." Keep your heart with what? All diligence. Be strong. Be sober. And you know, don't give in to the thoughts of the devil. Don't give in to the fear of this world. Amen. We sometimes get caught up in that. "For out of it springs the issues of life. Put away your deceitful mouth." In other words, don't be speaking out of both sides of your mouth. Say what God says. "Well, I don't feel like it." What's feelings have to do with truth? That's the whole thing. I've said it and said it, and I'll say it again. Everybody has an opinion, and it's usually highly thought of them, but it doesn't make it true. So we have to put away your deceitful mouth and your perverse, put perverse lips far from you. Let your eyes look straight ahead, and your eyelids look right before you. Ponder the path of your feet. In other words, watch where you're walking. Watch where you're going, how you're living. Take regular spiritual checkups. And you know, the psalmist David wrote, like, "God, search my heart and see if there be any wicked way in me that I might not sin against you." How many of you know the Holy Spirit knows everything about you, and it's better to have him inspect you than to let the world direct you? Amen? I'll say that again. It's better to have the Holy Spirit inspect you rather than let the world direct you. Amen. So, in other words, ponder the path of your feet and let all your ways be established. Do not turn to the right or to the left. Remove your foot from evil. And in Ephesians 4:27, it says, give no place to the devil. Don't give him a place. You know, we can stay strong in the Lord. We can be who he says we can be. Now, let's go on. What else can get you off course or misdirect you? Well, short-sightedness. no vision, no long-term vision, you know, about where to run this race with endurance. But Habakkuk says, write the vision, write the goals, have something that you're seeking, you're looking forward to. Paul did that. Paul said, forgetting those things that lie behind. A lot of times we can't forget what we've done in the past or what's happened to us or what somebody's done to us or what we've done. But we forget those things. Now, when I say forget, people say, well, I don't totally erase my mind. I know they're back there, but I give no attention to them. Just like God puts our sins in the sea of forgetfulness and chooses not to remember them anymore. Does it mean that God can't remember? He could, but he chooses not to. So we forgetting those things that lie behind, be like Paul, I press towards the mark of the high calling that's in Christ Jesus. I'm pressing forward. I press forward to what he has for me. How many of you know you still have a lot left in your life? You have think, well, I'm old past, I'm at retirement age. What's retirement? Retirement is maybe a job or a position or something, but you don't retire from life, and you don't certainly don't retire from what the Bible talks about, because most of these people that are like the ones that walked with Jesus and later on wrote letters and went all over the world, they didn't retire. You know, John on the Isle of Patmos was like to be 94 years old, and he gets the greatest revelation of Jesus Christ. So we're not to do that. We're to press on. There's other things we can do, but there's always something we can do for the kingdom of God. So remember that. So we got to have those things. Now look, you can't run your race. Let me turn my page here. You can't run your race. It's just like driving. You ever tried driving your car and looking over the top of the hood rather than looking down the road? You're going to be in the ditch real quick. Isn't that true? You need to have a long vision, long-term vision and sight. Don't be short-sighted where you're just barely looking down, well, what's going on today? No, know this, that God has a plan and a purpose for your life, and just because you're going through a hard time or what I call speed bumps, what do you do when you go over a speed bump? Well, you slow down, and then you go over, but then you speed back up. You don't stop there. Say, well, I wish I could, if that hadn't happened to me, I'd be able to do this or that. No, I remember in Mexico, we were on a mission trip some years ago down at the Rackleys, and Brother Rackley, he had been a state trooper, and he was already about 80 years old, and he drove down to one of the main highways there in Mexico, down to Bacalar, and you'd come to these speed bumps. Now, he knew where everyone was because he drove those roads all the time. He'd be flying down the road 75, 80 mile an hour, and then all of a sudden, he'd just slow it way down. Go over this huge speed bump. Weren't like the ones we have in a parking lot somewhere. It's a big mound that just goes up and goes back down like that. And if you hit that, you're going to fly through the air, probably wreck. And he would always have that under control. But you know what? He wouldn't have been able to do that if he wasn't looking ahead, wasn't looking down the road. If he was just sitting looking down at the front of his car, because he hit that, it would have taken us all out. So you got to have long-term vision, and we can't drive looking down. Over in Proverbs, I'm already reading in Proverbs. Look at Proverbs 24, 3 and 4. It's so important to have an outlook that, hey, I'm running this race to the end. I'm not going to stop midway. I'm not going to give up midway. We never should give up. We should keep pressing forward. In Proverbs 24, verse 3, though wisdom, through wisdom a house is built, and by understanding it is established. By knowledge the rooms are filled with all precious and pleasant riches. A wise man is strong. Yes, a man of knowledge increases strength. For by wise counsel you will wage your own war, and in the multitude of counselors there is safety. Well, I went a little further than I needed to go. But we have to know that we need wisdom, but we need to have an outlook that, hey, I'm building this house, and I'm going to build it solid, and I'm not going to let it blow down. I'm not going to let it. You know, a lot of people, I often wonder about people that just seem to allow themselves to go up and down and back and forth without being solid and sound. Listen, it's not where you've came from, it's where you're going. Are you going to go on with Christ? If you want to go on and run this race and finish your course, you're going to have to do it with Christ's help. We have to have wisdom to do it. Amen? Amen. We're to continue to grow and run. I mean, we're like a seed that's being planted. We're to grow from that place. We're not to poke it up. You know, over in Mark, you've probably read this before or heard it in a message somewhere, but in Mark chapter 4, and I'll get there in a second, we see the part about planting and reaping and sowing and reaping. Well, in Mark chapter 4, verse 26. And he said, "The kingdom of God is as if a man should scatter seed on the ground, and should sleep by night and rise by day, and the seed shall sprout and grow, but he himself does not know how. For the earth yields crops by itself, first the blade, then the head, after that the full grain in the head. But when the grain ripens, immediately he puts the sickle in because the harvest has come." Now listen, what am I talking about? You plant your life in Christ and begin to grow. Don't stifle your growth. How many times you gone out and done something in the garden or something and it wasn't going quite like you wanted it to go, so you dig it up or you mess it up? You can't be messing with that all the time. You got to continue to let it do what it's supposed to do. So you plant the seed of God's word in your heart and let it become to fruition. Let it begin to get where it brings a harvest for you and your family and life. Amen? That's the way we're supposed to do. So we're to do those things. And what else should we do? We should run with endurance. Over in Hebrews 10, it tells us how to run, that we should run with endurance. So important that we run with endurance. I'll find it here in a minute. But verse 36 through 38. "For you have need of endurance, that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise." And it goes on to say, "For he yet a little while, and he is who is coming will come and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith." How do we live? We live by faith. We talked about that in that first week, you know, that we are walk by faith, not by sight. But sometimes we forget how to do that. It's not just going to a good, although you should go to a good church that preaches the word of God. But it's not just that. It's what you do with your life. It's what you do with the word of God. Causes faith to rise up. We speak the word of faith. We confess the word of faith. We live by faith. Everything we do should be by faith. "Now, the just shall live by faith, but if anyone draws back, my soul has no pleasure in him. But we are not of those who draw back to perdition, but of those who believe to the saving of the soul." In other words, we're not going to draw back. If you miss the mark, then repent, ask God to forgive you and get back up. That's, if there's anything you need to know, it's like playing a sport or something. You get knocked down, what are you gonna do? You're gonna lay there and cry? Or no, you're gonna get right back up. And the same way with children, you know, children get knocked, fall over, fall down, they cry a little bit. Now, what do you tell them? You tell them, get back up. Come on, you can do this. Well, God's telling us right now, run your race. You can do this. Amen? So we have to know those things. Those are things that we need to know. Now, another scripture before we move on to another, something else that can derail us or get us off course is in Hebrews chapter 12. I've read this before, but I love this passage of scripture. In verse 1, "Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight." What's a weight? Something that distracts us, gets us off God's point for our life, gets us off God's vision for our life, gets us off our mission here in this life, "and the sin which so easily ensnared us." Now, isn't that funny? He says, so easily ensnared us. We give in to things we shouldn't give into. But you know, we can get victory through the word of God. Amen? He came to deliver us and help us get away from bondages. "Let us run with endurance." What's endurance? I guess appreciate people that can run long races, like, you know, a half marathon or a full marathon, or even going out and watching these track meets and these these kids run the 800 or the mile or whatever, and you know, a lot of times some of them will fall off, but some will run and they get faster, almost like when at the end, because they got a little sprint to the end. Well, you need to have a little sprint to your end. Amen. Amen. It says, run the race that's set before us. Now, how do we do that? There's only one way, my friend, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. Wow. He went through all he went through because of the joy. What was part of that joy? You and I? You and I. Despising the shame and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. And so we have to run our race with endurance. Amen. It's so important. Now let's move on to another thing. It's something else that can kind of get us off course and cause us not to finish our race, is unhealthy desires. We need God-given desires. Unhealthy desires are so easy. You ever have the enemy just pellet your mind with unhealthy desires? And you find people that do pretty adverse things, and you'll find out, they say, why did you do that? I don't know. I just kept having these thoughts, and I kept maybe looking at wrong things or doing wrong things, and all of a sudden you're going to begin to do what you see and what you hear. So you got to be careful. Over in Psalm 37:4, delight yourself in the Lord. Isn't that amazing? Delight yourself. Get out of your funk. Get out of your old way and begin to delight. Lord, I just delight in you. I thank you for such a great salvation. You delivered me when I couldn't deliver myself. You saved me when I couldn't save myself. You got me out of the prison when I was bound in things that were no good. Amen? And he says, delight yourself in the Lord, and he shall give you what? The desires of your heart. Listen, when you begin to delight yourself in God, well, guess what? His desires can become your desires. What is it that Jesus said? We're to imitate Jesus. You know, Paul said, imitate me as I imitate Jesus. Have this mind that was in Christ Jesus. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. What's it saying? Your thought life. What am I here for? I'm here to glorify God, to bring others into the kingdom of God, and thank him that I get the opportunity to have the ministry of reconciliation. Amen? We all have that. Well, I'm not a preacher. Yes, you are. You're preaching something all the time. You're either preaching doubt, unbelief, worry, and fear, or you're preaching the kingdom of God will put you over. The gospel will put you over. Jesus will put you over. Amen? That's what we're to do. That's his desire. We're to be an encouragement and a deliverer, a helper. An ever-present help. Jesus came to help, an ever-present help. Well, we can help others the same way. But you got to have the right desires. Now, two truths. If we will delight in the Lord, he will place desires in us. Isn't that true? We delight in you, Lord. I'm sorry. No, I'm not. But I don't like run-down Christians. Oh, woe is me. Oh, poor is me. The devil's after me. No. If my God, the God of the universe, who made heaven and earth and all that's in them, is for me. Who can be against me? Well, my thought life. Well, get out of that thoughts and begin to rejoice in the God of your salvation. And guess what? You won't have that, oh, woe, down, out, discouraged, despondent, depressed state of mind. And sometimes you just got to stir yourself up. Amen? Paul said that. Timothy was being intimidated. He was being fearful. He's been anxious. But Paul said, stir up that gift that's in you. I believe it's the gift of the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost and fire. How do you stir that up? You begin to say what it says, the Bible says about you. Oh, thank you, Lord. I'm going through some stuff, but you're right here with me. Because you'll never leave me or forsake me. So I'm happy about that. Amen. When I'm delighted in the Lord and not in the flesh, and God is pleased to grant my desires, which are now in accordance with his will. Wow, that's what we need to be. Be in agreement with what God says about every situation of our life. Amen. But don't get caught up in things that the world is caught up in. It'll get you in trouble real quick, and it'll get you off course. It'll get you off. It didn't take much to get you off course. Just like I said a while ago, if you're looking down at the front of 20 feet in front of your car while you're trying to drive, guess what? You're going to be in one ditch or the other for long because you're not looking up to see what's coming. Or you could be in an accident. Got to be looking ahead. Got to be walking your walk and talking your talk all the time. What's that? What God says. Desires can be fed and developed like an appetite. It's what you think on. It's what you put in your heart. Amen? As it said in Proverbs 4, as a man thinketh in it, or 23:7, as a person thinketh in their heart, so are they. Amen? What do you think about yourself? Get in the Word. Get in get into books teachings that give you encouragement about what God has done and will do in your life, because that's what He wants us to do. He wants us to run this course, finish our race, and get the prize, because He's all for us. Amen? He's all for us because He wants us to succeed. That's why over there in Hebrews 12, it said, looking unto Jesus. Amen? And then it said, before that, it said, let us run with endurance the race that's set before us. We win the prize when we do that. Amen? Amen. Well, I know I'm just going over a lot of things, but we need to hear it over and over and over if we're going to be victorious. And I want to be a victor, not a victim. How about you? So let us pray. We're about to close out on time. I got to go. But Father, we thank You that You put us over in every situation. And if You, like I've said, if You be for us, who can be against us? So we want to run this race to the full bore ahead, full flat out, and run our race to the very end and give You praise and glory for it. We thank You for everyone in the sound of my voice today, and thank You for putting them over, giving them encouragement, letting them know that You're for them, and thereby they can do all things that You called them to do. And we thank You for it in Jesus' name. Amen. We'll see you next time. It's been good to be with you.
Thanks again for listening. To hear more messages like this one, make sure to subscribe and check out our podcast channel for past episodes. And if you enjoyed today's message, consider sharing it with a friend. For more content and information about Living Word, check out our website at livingwordfamily.org. And remember to live the gospel and preach the gospel.